This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Ken Hendrickson joins us. Ken is, of course, the St. Teresa Executive Director and a guy who likes the ponies. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing fine, Brian. Happy Mega Day.
Happy Mega Day to you. I just picture you in your orange coat smiling from ear to ear.
I have it here, and all the workers in the office taking phone calls. And by the way, it's going very well. Thanks to everybody over there. Just remember 217-875-7950. We give away 36 prizes that night. Not only the 100,000, you know, 10,000 and another five. Things are going really well at St. Teresa.
All right, and we touched on this, but maybe you could reinforce this. You know, literally the difference between what people pay for tuition, if they're even paying full tuition, because there are scholarships and financial aid available. But there, you know, it's about 54% of the actual operating cost for that student.
Yeah, you bet. And these fundraisers are absolutely important for St. Teresa parents. It's tough in these times. And, you know, speaking of these times, the St. Teresa School Board last week, we had a meeting. And I thought it was great. They recommended that we have a tuition freeze this next year. And it's because of the pandemic. We've been in school and things are going well. In fact, today, football practice starts in Illinois. So a lot of things are going on at St. Teresa.
Well, Ken, I know we're all getting our head around spring football, right? It's just so weird. But we'll have it on the air. We're looking forward to it as basketball is underway right now. Well, listen, as you said before, 217-875-7950. Call right now. If it rings a little bit, have some patience. They'll get to you. And buy your tickets, because in just a few minutes at the top of the hour, we're going to announce the very first winner of 10 free tickets. All you do is buy one. You can buy more and get better deals. But call right now, 217-875-7950. Ken, we'll talk to you again a little bit later in the show.
I'll text you the winner on your cell phone, Brian.
Okay, great. And we'll make the announcement at the top of the hour. Ken Hendrickson, this time of year, we usually talk about the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah.
It's May 1st.
I've been there once. It's so cool. It is so cool. And I'm going to give you a tip, Brian. On the night of the drawing, if at about, I don't know, about somewhere between 7 and 8 o'clock, you get a caller ID come up that says, no ID, take it. That's Ken. He's calling you. You won $100,000.
Or yeah, a second place prize, 10 grand. Third place prize, 5 grand. Fourth through six get $1,000 each. 7 through 16 get 250. And 17 through 36 that night get $100 back. So that's, you know, basically a wash if you purchased one ticket, which is fantastic. And Ken Hendrickson joins us today. Ken, back with us, the executive director at St. Teresa. Ken, how long have you been with St. T? The years just blur together. It's going to be longer than I'm probably thinking in my head right now.
Well, how's 15 years sound?
Wow. 15, almost unbelievable. Yeah. And you've spent your year your life dedicated to education. What's that? Those 15 years, what have those been like for you? What have you learned being involved in St.
Teresa? Oh, my gosh. It's a wonderful school, and these kids are something else. You know, when I talk to people, they want to know the difference, what I think is the difference between the public schools, and I was superintendent for 25 years. And now here at St. Teresa, it truly is, and it starts at the elementary schools, that our kids truly want to help people and serve. And I think that carries on all the way through after they leave St. Teresa. It's incredible, Brian. It really is.
Well, it is an amazing thing. Let's go over the numbers once again. Last five-year average, 99% of students have gone on to either college or military post-graduation. That is an unbelievable number. And you also boast some of the highest test scores in all of Central Illinois.
I mean, that's what we do. We are college prep. And that's the number one thing. When people come and talk to us about enrolling, it's our job to get them to succeed and to get into school if they want, or the military or a trade school.
All right. And then talk to me a little bit about the makeup of the student body. From my understanding, about 40% of students enrolled at St. T are students of other faith.
Of other faiths, absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, you wouldn't be able to tell. Right? You can't tell the difference unless, obviously, we have all-school mass once a month. And then you could tell the ones that go to communion and don't. But other than that, you could not tell the difference in this school.
And then talk to me about participation in extracurricular activities and including athletics. 95% of your students. That's amazing.
You know, obviously, it's not just athletics, but let me tell you, athletics is important. It's important to the kids and the grandparents and the parents, but all the extracurricular or drama program. I heard Kevin talking about Mary Davis, and she's a wonderful teacher. By the way, let me kind of veer from this, Brian. I really, really like the format that we use today on your program, having different people call in. Thanks to you and Kevin. I mean, I checked, and as of right now, this is the second most tickets we've sold in the 26-year history of St. Teresa. So the people are ready to buy, and good luck to them, because someone is going to win $100,000.
Absolutely. Let's talk a little bit about some of those extracurricular activities. We know the great storied history of St. Teresa Athletics, whether it's football or basketball. We know about that. But you also have Worldwide Youth in Science and Engineering and Future Business Leaders of America, Scholastic Bowls and Student Council and all of those areas as well. And that's every bit as competitive.
Oh, for sure. And, our Scholastic Bowl team is unbelievable this year. And, really congratulations to Sandra Bronson. But, we just started up this year a key club, which is great for some of our leaders and business leaders. Maya Fumbell is heading that up. So we're continually looking at things we could offer to our kids.
All right. And then what is the Servium Club?
Well, that's a service club. We have something called Kairos, which is a retreat every year. And it's unbelievable when kids come back. It just enriches their faith and the faith base, and they come back. I think they come back grown up, our seniors at Kairos. And Kevin's been on a couple of these, bless his heart, and it's really an experience.
Those kids go into that Kairos, a kid, and they come out a mature young adult. It's amazing. It's amazing how successful that is. Ken, one more thing I want to praise you about, and there's so many. But first of all, Brian, Ken doesn't talk about it, but he's a doctor. He's got his doctorate. and so I always always call him Ken, but it really should be Dr. Hendrickson. But since he's been at St. Teresa, he took on this campaign at St. Teresa to sustain the future. And it has been a lot of work. He's about 73% of the way there. He's trying to raise $10,500,000, but because of Ken and Brandon, they are doing unbelievable work for St. Teresa.
Well, thanks, Kevin. I appreciate that, and I'm still going to be around, and I just love it. I'm part time now, but I'm still around kids, and that's what it matters to me. As you know, I just love being around kids and the extracurricular activities.
All right, Ken, let's walk through some housekeeping duties here. $10 of each ticket purchase can be donated to a school that that the person who buys the ticket can select, whether it's Holy Family, St. Pat's, or Our Lady of Lourdes. We talk about this being a major fundraiser for the high school, but it also supports the grade schools.
Oh, it does. It does. They get checks at the end of this, and they really appreciate it. And our principals push it. And, they're great, our Catholic elementary schools, too, because they promote St. Teresa and this program where the 7th and 8th grade advanced students come. It gets a foot in the door, and it's really a good program. But our elementary principals in the Catholic schools really helped this mega raffle also.
All right, and then the timeline once again. Now, we've got the big kickoff stirring up a bunch of excitement this morning, but tickets are going to be available. You got the super early bird drawing, and that is coming up when?
Well, that's going to be April 9th, and we're going to do it at the Door 4. One of the owners of Door 4 is a St. T graduate, the Fikes, we like to kind of rotate that around, but it's going to be at the Door 4. Hopefully, we'll be able to have some distance-safe drawing here. But that's $10,000, okay?
And I
think Tony Romano won it last year, and, of course, to no one's surprise, he donated money back to St. Teresa, but it's kind of a nice evening, too.
No doubt about it. And the winner of that 10 grand still goes back into the drawing for the $100,000 as well. And so if you win any of these specialty or pre-event prizes, you're still in the drawing for the 10 grand. And then you're going to draw out, I think, 36 names? How many names?
Yeah, 36 names.
Okay.
And like you said, Dan McGuire, who's our treasurer, and he helps us with the mega, I cannot turn around. The first year I did that, it looked like I was fidgeting it, but I have got this show, and we put it up on a shelf where everybody in the Casey Hawk sees that thing, and that's the last vial of name that we draw.
And, all right, we're going to give away 10 free tickets at the top of the hour, and we congratulate Rebecca Frazier and Kathy Bunfield. They have won already this morning, so we still have those 10 tickets to give away. Call and buy your ticket right now, 217-875-7950, or go to saintteammega.com. But, Ken, this special about buying two, getting one free, buying three, get two free, buy five, get five free, that's open to everyone throughout the whole time, right?
Oh, it is. And you know who started that? It was Carla Miller. Okay, when she worked here for me, we came up with this bonus thing, and it's been a good thing.
How long does it last, Ken? All day, and then it's over?
Pardon me?
How long does this last? To the end of this show?
For the specials this morning, yes. Uh-huh.
So people need to do it now.
We got one more winner of 10 tickets.
Yeah, but the buy two, get one, buy three, get two, buy five, get five goes on. That's throughout the whole campaign.
All the way to the end. Way to the end. But, you know, after today, you got to get your ticket before the early bird on April 9th. It makes sense, okay?
No doubt about it. And then the grand prize drawing, Friday, May 21st, and I believe that's at the KC Hall, correct?
Yes, it is. Yeah,
okay.
It sure is.
Ken, keep up the great work. And are we having
guys.
A Kentucky – hang on a second, 1 second before you go. Are we having a Kentucky Derby?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Kentucky Derby's on, and maybe I'll come on and give you a few tips. You know, I've made people in Decatur – thousands of dollars with my picks, Brian, as you know.
Well, you ought to put the caveat on that. Free advice, but you got to donate some of the winnings back to the campaign.
Yeah,
we'll do that because you and Brandon and some others are going to join us at 8:20 on Wednesdays the next number of weeks, and we're going to give away some free tickets, and we'll talk more about the horse race when we get there. Ken Hendrickson, Dr. Hendrickson, we appreciate it, and thank you for being with us today.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.